Visiting today with Kate Hansen. She's the Policy Associate for the Center for Rural Affairs. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, tell everybody that doesn't know, what is the Center for Rural Affairs?
Yeah, the Center for Rural Affairs is a nonprofit. We were established in 1973, and we work to strengthen family farms, rural communities, and small businesses. So we're based in Lyons, Nebraska, but we also have staff in Central Iowa, which is where I'm located, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And we work on a wide range of policy areas and other areas, but two of those are conservation and crop insurance. And so the conversation we're having today is really exciting for us.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about cover crops, because now, as I understand it, there's a discount that's available for federal crop insurance.
Yes. So that program is called the Pandemic Cover Crop Program. It was announced on June 1st. And basically, if a farmer planted cover crops in the fall of last year, so 2020, then they are eligible for a $5 per acre discount on their crop insurance this year. So for their spring 2021 crops, as long as they don't owe, less than $5, they're not going to make money off of this, but up to $5 per acre. And it's administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency, which is the agency that administers federal crop insurance.
So explain a little bit about what qualifies as far as cover crops.
Yes. So the most important thing here is that a farmer reports their fall cover crops to the Farm Service Agency by June 15th. That's kind of the date to remember from any of this conversation is June 15th. And they will accept any cover crop varieties that are reportable to FSA. So that includes cereals and other grasses, legumes, brassicas and other non-legume broadleaves, mixes with two or more species. So pretty long list. If you're not sure if your variety is eligible here, it's probably just best to reach out to your local FSA. But most of them are covered.
So if like you kind of mentioned, if a farmer has questions about this or what may or may not qualify, what is their point of contact? What should they do?
Yes. Yeah, so the first and most important, like I said, is to report your cover crops to FSA by June 15th. That's what's going to make you eligible for this program. And you probably can ask your local FSA staff some questions as well, and they'd be able to help you out. I want to emphasize this is June 15th and not July 15th, because there is a July 15th deadline in the crop insurance process that a lot of farmers are really familiar with. And this is actually a month in advance. It's coming up pretty quickly on us. So when you go to FSA, you will need to fill out what's called a report of acreage form, which is the FSA 578. And that'll ask you things like the cover crop variety, the number of acres you planted, your planting dates, things like that. And then once you report that by June 15th, and you're eligible, if you are, you'll automatically see the discount on your premium later in the year. So there's no sort of sign up for the program beyond getting this document to FSA. And also I'll add your crop insurance agent doesn't have to get this document, but they probably appreciate it. So if you have a copy machine or a fax or something, and you can send them a copy of it as well. They'd probably appreciate it for their records.
And this is basically just a way kind of to reward farmers for their voluntary efforts with conservation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're seeing this really as a win-win for farmers and our natural resources. Because as we know, conservation is really important, and cover crops are a practice with a wide range of benefits, from water quality to carbon sequestration to soil health. And so for the folks that did plant cover crops last year, were not, even aware of this program, it's really great to see that they'll be rewarded this year and just a reward for their voluntary efforts last fall.
Okay, thank you so much for clarifying this for us. And once again, if our producers have questions, just contact your local FSA agent and they will be glad to help you along.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.